Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a big shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, guess what? Thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler. Parler's not up again or just yet, but when they are, then we'll tell you how to find us there. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a way to communicate with us over there, too. There also happens to be the podcast available over there. And if you can't hear the radio show by any other means, guess what? You can go right there, and it's live streaming right now, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say, for the second time, the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I've kind of got four different fights that are looming between the Democrats and Joe Biden and the Republicans. You want to hear what I think they are?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, number one. The battle over the borders. Joe Biden, right off the bat, number 46, immediately threw down the gauntlet with a big move on immigration. He announced plans to send to Congress a sweeping immigration bill that includes far-reaching amnesty provisions. He says he's going to give amnesty to 11 million Dreamers. Fact of the matter is, it's more like 20, 25, or 30 million. And, of course, expanded access to the United States and whiffs of border security. Now, conservative rejection was really quick when Senator Chuck Grassley jumped on it and said a mass amnesty with no safeguards and no strings attached is a non-starter.
Well, sure. Of course it would be a non-starter to anybody who would think about this whole issue. But, of course, to others, Captain, especially on the left side of the aisle, it's something that they think is going to help them politically again.
Yep. And then number two is the battle over big tech. And there is a battle going on because, as the world knows, with days left in his presidency, Donald Trump was banned by Twitter, suspended by Facebook, kicked off YouTube and Snapchat, and effectively silenced for the remaining days of his presidency. He had to resort to videos, and that didn't work very well because he didn't have the amount of people seeing him that could have seen him. Now, many other conservative voices also have been silenced, too, because of what's going on. Big tech's concentration of power and impact on free speech has become too blatant to ignore. And in 2021, watch for the battle brewing over big tech to move to Congress and to the courts. And even the Dems are talking about slapping some restrictions on them.
Well, because after a while it just becomes so obvious, for one thing. But again, they would have been doing the bidding of the Democrat Party, yep. basically, and that's what we've been witnessing.
Then we've got the battle over Donald Trump. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that the former president has moved down here to Florida. He's back down here at Mar-a-Lago, but he's certainly going to stay in the news for a while. He leaves a legacy of conservative judges, deregulation, and economic growth. His adversaries are circling with a second impeachment trial coming on February the 8th, a criminal investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney, a federal tax probe, defamation lawsuits, and an assault on his worldwide business holdings. We've already talked about the banks that are shutting down his accounts and saying, nope, don't want your money anymore. And the harassment and troubles are not going to cease because he still remains a potent force in Republican politics. How he's going to use that power? That's a good question. Will he start a media company? Maybe. Will he start a third party? Maybe. We just don't know.
Well, that's right. It remains to be seen. And certainly it's going to be something that President Trump is going to be, excited about or passionate about, something mm-hmm. he wants to really put his energy in, mm-hmm. whatever format it is.
Mm-hmm. And then the fourth and final point is the battle over the Bidens. Now, with number 46 Sun's business dealings, including the controversial Ukrainian energy firm Burisma, being under a FBI investigation, President Biden's Justice Department faces pressure to hand off the probe to a special counsel. There's a lot of calls for that, a development that will engulf the new administration in more controversy, not less. And on the legislative front, as an old Washington hand and people that know about things that are going on, one of my good friends told me that the new president knows that the window of opportunity closes fast. Next January, will President Biden have a record of legislative achievement? The pandemic erased, the economy growing, or will he be seen as feckless and wavering, unable to achieve his goals, captive of his party's left wing? I'm going with that one.
I really do think the left is exerting a great deal of influence. Now, of course, as we watch some of these cabinet picks, there was, this sort of idea that, well, it's going to be more moderate, quote unquote, and the left is actually getting pretty alarmed by all of this. But honestly, Captain, on the very first day, basically, first couple of days of the Biden administration, he's already X'd out the Keystone Pipeline, thousands upon thousands of jobs.
11,000 jobs were lost the first day by doing
right.
that. 11,000 jobs.
Right, exactly. And all the other things that he's talking about, these other
yeah.
executive orders.
By the way, did you hear what Buttigieg had to say? And we're going to take a break here. Buttigieg says, oh, that's okay. We'll have more new union jobs for them. They'll be just fine. Really? Some of these jobs these guys lost were paying $90 to $100 an hour because of what they were doing, union jobs, putting that pipeline together. That's not anybody's job. That's miserable work out in all kinds of weather conditions, and they were being paid very well for it. The union job you got, Buttigieg, isn't even going to come close.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know, this portion of the program is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors, because Kyle gets to sing. And in the times that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 drop right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, me, moi, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office. They'll do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped in the palm of your hand after they finish putting in your windshield. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain said, and get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand after they put that windshield in. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. America waits for that.
Happy to do it. Yeah.
Okay, the Washington Post is being ripped after scrubbing some rather unflattering story about Kamala Harris. And then when they got ripped for taking the story off that they put up about her, they put it back up again.
Well, right. This goes back to a story, I think, from 2019 where Harris, according to the story at that time, sort of compared running for president to being behind bars and the way the prisoner gets treated when they ask for a morsel of food, please. And she went through some kind of little dramatic thing about that and then burst into laughter. And so this is what came out of the article at that time. And then she got some pushback on that from others saying, look, that's not funny to joke about, you know, running for president being like behind bars and this kind of thing. So that got taken out. and evidently now it's been put back. But again, it just shows that, well, wait a minute, there was an unflattering thing about Kamala Harris, you know, or a politician that we like a lot, or this kind of thing. Well, now it's back there for all the world to see, and it's there if you want to go take a look at it.
Now, I didn't know this, but yesterday was apparently the 48th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. Did you know that?
I'm sure I came across it, but you're right about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But questions still remain over the Planned Parenthood controversies and the fact that they're back to getting their budget again, which had been taken away pretty much by the Trump administration because people, the majority of the people, did not want them to be getting a whole bunch of money for abortions, for killing babies.
Right. This is a very, very obviously controversial
subject.
But there are some very deep-seated, very seriously held beliefs that people do not want their tax dollars going to abortion procedures. And they have good reason for that in the sense of this is a moral thing for them. And here's the central question. Can the government force you to do such things as that? Or can it force you to do other things that go against your deeply held religious beliefs? Like, for example, if you're a group of Catholic nuns who don't want to participate in this, that, or the other thing because it violates their principles and their faith, can the government force them to do that kind of thing?
Now, how do you feel knowing that the state of California is currently ranked by the CDC dead last in the percentage of shots utilized for the vaccine?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I feel terrible, obviously, but I'm not surprised. I think this is just another huge failure by the California state government.
Okay. By the way, also, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, she's a Republican from Alaska, said that she has absolutely no desire to leave the GOP, despite being no fan of Donald Trump. Well, he's not the president anymore. She, you know, is probably rejoicing quietly about that. But, you know, I still say that somebody needs to primary her or run against her up there in Alaska.
Well, sure. Again, because every single time there was any kind of crucial thing happening,
yeah,
it's always going to be, oh, well, you know, she's probably going to go with the left side of the aisle on this.
Now, we're going to talk about a little money here with a couple of different twists. Number one, Joe Biden is going to allow workers who quit their jobs over fears of COVID to collect unemployment.
Right, yeah, so that's, you know, again, everybody's trying to be safe, everybody gets that, but especially now as we have come very, very far with this, with the COVID-19 emergency, you know, there's got to be ways to be able to have people do their jobs safely and this kind of thing. But what you don't want to do is create the atmosphere where people think it's kind of like, oh, I don't have to pay my rent. Oh, I'll never get evicted. So I just won't even try. And that's obviously not the case for the majority of people, but there are people who try to take advantage of that kind of thing, and this might be no different.
Well, adding to that is Representative Ilhan Omar, Minnesota's favorite,
right.
Who's called on Joe Biden, number 46, to back recurring cash payments until the economy recovers to make sure that she gives the families a guaranteed amount of money so that they have money every week.
Well,
where have I heard that?
Well, that's the Andrew Yang, right?
Guaranteed annual income.
Exactly. Well, my thought on this, Captain, is that where was Omar and all the other Democrats all summer long and all into the fall and all now into the winter? Where were they with a second stimulus package? They wouldn't do it. They thought it was hurting Trump to not do it. And now suddenly, now that they've got, you know, their candidate is now in the Oval Office, but now suddenly trying to look as though they're really trying to help people and they care. I just don't buy it.
There's one little problem with all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be March, the way things are going, before they can even get to talking about it. That's going to prolong it even longer. And they said that they need, I heard them say during the Georgia election, they knew the people needed the money like right now. They were going to get it right to them. It was going to be the first thing we were going to do. Well, guess what? No, it's not. We've already seen what the first thing was he was going to do.
Well, yeah, I guess we call that the bait and switch. or, you know, or the we
well,
call that,
now,
you know, maybe not being
now
truthful.
Now there you go again with the obvious, with the obvious. You're darn right that's what it was. All right. Well, I got to give a big shout out to Texas. Go get them, Texas, as the Texas Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over the unlawful and perilous deportation pause. By the way, pursuant to the agreements that the federal government has with the Department of Homeland Services and the state of Texas, they can't just allow those people to come over the border. Texas made an agreement that was signed for. They can't renege on the agreement. You want to talk about a lawsuit? Here it comes right here.
Well, sure. And again, what we're seeing is put into practice. And I thought, Captain, back after the election in November and so forth, we were starting to see the coming attractions of the Biden administration, of the Biden era, of the far left. And here we are. Now we're actually watching the feature, and it's worse than the trailer could have ever been. It's really going to be educational, I think, to see exactly what the ramifications are.
Yeah.
When you take these crazy crazy election ideas and put them into practice.
Now, everybody's favorite newspaper from Washington, the Washington Post, has come out and made a phenomenal statement, which is hard to fathom, but they did make the statement, so I have to make it. They are not, I repeat, the Washington Post is not going to fact check anything President Joe Biden says.
Okay, well.
It's the truth.
Well, oh, that's right. Well, and of course, we hear a lot about the truth these days. Well, what about the
No,
idea?
I meant it's the truth that they're going to do that.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Not the truth about Joe Biden, because we know Joe Biden lies like a leaky sieve.
Well, sure, but they will regard it as the truth, evidently.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to challenge them.
And I thought journalists checked things out. That was the, I mean, I've never been to journalism school, but I'm pretty sure that might be like number one or two on the list.
I've sat in many press conferences and got some strange looks when I've asked questions of different candidates and different officials and whatnot, and even in the military, you know, but I've asked questions that needed to be asked and I've gotten answers. I mean, they haven't shunned me. They've given me an answer, and that's what you do. You have to ask the question to get the answer.
Well, exactly right.
As long as you're respectful.
Well, sure, and that's called being a pro. Maybe they just don't want to dedicate all the resources they would need in order to fact check Joe Biden every day.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, broadcasting all across the country and around the world too. Hello to Steve in Thailand. Hello to Maria in Germany. Hello to Jean down in Costa Rica. I've heard from all three of them since the program started. Appreciate them very much, and appreciate you for tuning in. And by the way, we have more stations on the weekend than we do during the week. So hello to all our weekend affiliates that are there. We're going to make a little switch and try to get that around the other way here in the not too distant future. More about that in the coming days. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Hundreds of National Guard members who were asked to leave the U.S. Capitol were allowed to return indoors after spending time in a cold parking garage on Thursday night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week, very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing them pizza and others and thanking them. And the next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the move outrageous. Several lawmakers pressed U.S. Capitol Police to reverse course late Thursday night. Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. House Speaker Pelosi is expected to send an article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. Trump is the first former president to face impeachment after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Briggs.
Yes, you are, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, thank you very much for chiming in and opining in. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah, and they have got offices in both Florida and Georgia. So if you folks up there in Georgia, listen up. They might be able to help you out. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. All righty, and don't forget, you can call them 24-7. Here's their number, 877-245-6707. Give them a call, see if you got a case. They'll help you out for sure. 877-245-6707. Farrah & Farrah, the spelling on the name, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com, 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty, well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You know, Kyle, we were talking about the Washington Post saying that they're not going to fact-check Joe Biden, right?
Right.
I know who is.
Who's that?
Town Hall. Town Hall, the managing editor is Katie Pavlich. Now, I have a history with Katie Pavlich going back to 2012. when I was at the Republican National Convention that was held here in Tampa, Florida, and I was working with the Heritage Foundation Group. I had all their people on my radio show. At the time, I was doing drive time radio in the afternoon for another station, and I had all their people on my radio show, and it was pretty neat because we had all the experts, some of them you know, some of them you don't. The other young man that was just starting out, that was like I forget what they call them. What they, trainee? What do they call them?
Intern?
Yeah, there you go. They were interns. Katie Pavlich and Rob Bluey, the two of them. Look and see where they are right now. Rob Bluey is actually running a division of Heritage, and Katie Pavlich is the managing editor over at Town Hall. But Town Hall, and I was told by Katie, they're going to be making an announcement, especially after this Washington Post thing. She's going to write some sort of editorial piece and say, we will be your fact checkers.
Very cool.
Yep, and I would expect nothing from her. She's a great gal, and I wish her all the best because she is sharp, sharp, sharp. That's all I can say. All right, did you hear about the premier in Alberta, Canada, chiming in about Joe Biden?
Oh yes,
is hot, and he's not happy. He says, President Biden, you have just disrespected America's closest friend by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and costing thousands of Canadians their jobs. Now, we talked about the 11,000 jobs in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Add to that the 10,000 jobs in Alberta, Canada.
Well, exactly right.
That's 21,000 so far.
Just for starters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was very, very upset about this, as well as they should be. He did talk about the idea that many investors came online when this got green-lighted 4 years ago by President Trump.
Yep.
And they went and they acted in good faith, basically, is what he's talking about. And now suddenly you pull the rug out because now you have a political change and Biden's trying to virtue signal to his left wing.
I will go back to what I said earlier. November 8th, 2021, is going to be the National Dump the Dems Day. You people up there where they got the shale oil, Wyoming and North and South Dakota and parts of Nebraska, Colorado, vote the bums out. National Dump the Dems Day, November the 8th, 2021. That's election year this year. We start at the local and the state level. And guess what? You want election reform? That's how we get it. Put people in there that'll do the job, and then they've got a year or two, period, to get election reform put in there in the states where they need it.
Well, exactly right. And that's what Democrats and other actors have been doing for a long time as well. So we got to get in the game more so with that. But, you know, Captain, the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, came out and said it was disappointing about the Keystone XL pipeline cancellation, but then sort of went on to say, but we have so much in common with Joe Biden and our values are the same and basically they're on the same page and this kind of thing. And I'm thinking, are you actually telling that to people in Alberta who just lost their job and you're trying to explain to them how, well, it's all still real good, don't worry, because we like the American president and we're sort of like, that doesn't put food on the table, does it?
They are not going to buy that for an answer.
No, not at all.
They are not. They are not. And I guarantee you that it's not going to be the way that they think it's going to be either. But anyway, I divert. The media is out hyping the non-existent, and I use that term, the non-existent right-wing Inauguration Day violence. Remember all the violence we were going to have on Inauguration Day all around the country, and we had to be out there and take care of it because of the Washington, D.C., and the hardcore right-to-rightists and the white supremacist groups and this, that, and the other. They were all coming, and it was going to be terrible, 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 all that, and they haven't said one freaking word.
Nope.
For the most part, about the left-wing violence.
No, not at all. And this is really abhorrent, Captain, because obviously, you know, and again, you've been consistent, I've been consistent, so many of our colleagues have been consistent. We've always condemned the violence, no matter who's doing it, who calls for it, whatever the case may be, and yet here we go again. We've got 100%, and they have very low marks.
Well, zero.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi, being the great, wonderful Catholic that she appears to not be, was scolded yesterday by the San Francisco Archbishop. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, that she doesn't speak for the Catholic Church, basically.
Well, yeah. He scolded her for her attack on the anti-abortion voters. And, of course, his words, not mine. He said, she does not speak for the Catholic Church.
Exactly right. Well, of course. And unfortunately, you know, you have some people that like to hide behind their religious affiliation or whatever when it suits them. And that's not really the way that we're supposed to be in this world. You need to have some principles and you need to stick to them. But she's afraid of having political consequences, and it's most unfortunate. But, of course, the Catholic bishop of whomever is going to be vilified, I'm sure, by many who think, well, you can't talk back to Nancy.
Now, there was a story that appeared yesterday about the middle of the afternoon. It came across my phone as a Fox News alert. You know when it makes that noise in your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It came across, and it was from Senator Ron Johnson. Of course, he's a Republican in Wisconsin. He said, tell us what you want to do, Joe. You can either have impeachment or the cabinet confirmations, but you can't have both, offering the Dems a choice of their Senate priority.
Well, sure. And quite frankly, President Biden, if he was, you know, I think principled on this, would want to be able to move ahead with his, I mean, even just for personal reasons, he would want to move ahead with his own agenda, his own administration, and be in the limelight. And that's just strictly for personal reasons. But on principle, though, he's got to understand that you can't ask for, okay, let's all sort of kumbaya together. Meanwhile, we're going to go through this terrible impeachment thing. It just doesn't, it's a non-starter.
Speaking of going through stuff, there was a Mega Millions billion-dollar winner last night. Do you know where the winner was?
I don't, to be honest, no.
Michigan. We haven't heard from Ron Edwards, have we?
Well, I mean, he could be a pretty lucky guy, I'm sure. But,
well, I told him all we want is $1 million, and we'll be happy. We'll go away. Yep, just give us $1 million, Ron, and we're done.
That's right. We've always talked about how generous Ron Edwards is as well.
Yeah,
so that's right.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the National Guard. We've got about a minute to do this in Washington, D.C. The majority of the National Guardsmen are being called back home to their states by their governors. There's apparently going to be some 5,000 left in the nation's capital with that same lockdown situation they've got. They are still afraid that something's liable to happen in the nation's capital, and they don't want the National Guard to leave. And this is coming from the Democrats. They're the ones that are afraid. And AOC is afraid to go anywhere because, well, there might be a Republican carrying a gun because they said they were going to carry guns. And, oh, we don't want them to carry guns in the Congress. That's terrifying. That's frightening. Why don't you grow the freak up? By the way, she lived in New York City and in the tushy section of Westchester or somewhere up in there with her more money than God parents, and you know they had security.
Well, sure. I mean, honestly, I don't know if anybody's really taking her seriously on this at all.
She just needs to grow up and go away at the same time if we can get that done. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our second Truckers Highway Bible report and the weather. We're going to take a look and see if the weather's changed. I believe it has, just by the real quick glimpse I got here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why shotgun?
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she leads us into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Give them a try when you see them. By the way, hello to our friends up there in Denver and Cheyenne and over there in Nebraska at the Pilots and Flying J's up in there, because we got some calls here and some messages from the folks up in there, so we want to make sure that we say howdy howdy to you guys and gals up there. Alrighty, well, they bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we got weather to talk about, but first, we're going to rock.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hundred and I just around. I don't think about it, the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. calls her mama. I'm so all the hand and I'm just around. Yeah. All the hand now. Oh, baby.
Oh, the Black Crowes. Too hard to handle. And I'll tell you what there, Kyle. What do you think about that one?
Well, that's an oldie but goodie, and it gets you foot tapping, that's for sure.
Oh, I have my feet tapping. I have my, I had everything tapping here. All right, well, let's go over here and check this out because I'm going to read the statement and turn it over to you. But we have had some changes in the weather, for sure, for sure. And we'll get to that right now. Now, let me just remind everybody that an active and complex winter weather pattern is in store this weekend through next week as multiple storms track from the West Coast to the East Coast, with rain and high elevation snow expected across California, the Great Basin, the Southwest, and the Central and Southern Rockies. Meanwhile, a storm system is going to bring snow and lots of it in some places in the Midwest, with a heavy swath of snow possible for the areas across southern Minnesota, across central Wisconsin, and across the eastern lower part of South Dakota. Now, there's also some lake effect snow that's kicked in up there, too. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out there by you.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Arizona tonight. We've got a winter weather advisory there in the central part of the state along I-40 for Flagstaff, also I-17 if you're heading south through Arizona, so be careful in that area. And also, of course, we have winter storm watch starting up here in Southern California, starting about at the border there near San Diego, coming up through into the San Bernardino National Forest, all through the Santa Clarita area, stretching up through Santa Barbara, and then up through the central part of California, through Sequoia National Park, up through Yosemite as well. But you want to be careful, of course, coming up through central California tonight. We do have also winter weather advisory in Northern California, and as you come up the Interstate 5 freeway, you're going to be heading into Medford, Oregon, Rosenberg. That's also winter weather advisories there in Southern Oregon. Winter weather advisory covering almost the entire state of Nevada tonight, Captain. Also in southern Idaho as well. Same story in the central part of Utah coming up I-15. Avalanche watch. Winter weather advisory there near Salt Lake, Ogden, and Logan. Over in Wyoming, as you mentioned, winter weather advisory covering pretty much the entire southern part of the state. This includes Casper down, of course, in the Elk Mountain area, and then also if you're coming in towards Rawlings, that's along I-80, and if the winter weather is getting pretty bad, you can also pull into that Flying J.
You betcha.
It looks like it's right there at I-80 and Johnson Road.
Yep.
Yeah, so be careful, of course, driving out there on the highways tonight. And then, of course, in Colorado, near Grand Junction, winter weather advisory as well, stretches all the way down to the southern part of the state. Back into the Durango area.
Well, here we go. We'll start out in South Dakota. I-29 north-south, pretty much from the Nebraska line on up towards just about the North Dakota line. You've got snow. Coming across I-90, you've got snow. In Minnesota, I-90 and I-35 north-south coming out of northern Iowa up just south of the Twin Cities, you've got snow. That pattern is all the way across Minnesota from west to the east. And then over on I-90, I-94, you've got snow in Wisconsin all the way over to Milwaukee. That snow looks like it's going to continue to move to the east. You could be seeing it in Michigan before the night's over. There is a possibility of that. In the meantime, there's a light dusting of snow going on south of Lincoln and Omaha down towards the Kansas line, and fog from Lubbock, Texas, on down towards Pecos, and down there on the long I-20 and south of Lubbock down to I-20. So be advised of that dense fog there. Dense fog along the Gulf from down there in Brownsville, Texas, back up around, hugging pretty much to the Gulf to Houston. And then from Houston all the way over to New Orleans tonight, you've got a dense fog advisory. And that's it right there along I-10, staying pretty much close to the Gulf. Now, an interesting weather situation going on up in Georgia right now. Coming out of Savannah on I-16 going west, you've got a dense fog advisory. But there may be, because of the temperatures that are there, there may be some freezing drizzle in the mix there. So please be careful there. And then if you're going up I-95 out of Savannah, you're going to have it for about 40 or 50 miles up into South Carolina. Upstate New York, well, here we go. The way the wind's blowing right now, the snow is coming from just to the north and the east of Buffalo, straight through Rochester. Just about the thruway, it picks up the thruway just east of Rochester, all the way to Syracuse, I-81 from the foothills down there, the 2,000 and 3,000 foot hills. They're not mountains there. They call them foothills. South of Syracuse, you got snow there. You've got snow over to Utica. And then on up right now, the snow has expanded from Watertown down to Oswego County, about Pulaski. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and now joining us from the FoundersCode.com website, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
By the way, Ilhan Omar is not happy. She wants cash payments to come to families starting now. Guarantee their money until they can get back on their feet. Pay them money every week. Give them money, money, money. And by the way, Joe Biden is now going to allow workers who quit their jobs over the fear of COVID to be able to collect unemployment. Isn't that just ducky?
I don't even know what to say, given the stacks and stacks now of executive orders, except that there has been more destruction in 2 days by these executive orders than I think I have seen in a year's time. You know, money doesn't matter.
Nope.
Big government is going to come in, is here now, much more than it ever was before, and it's going to regulate everything that you do.
Yep.
But, and the consequences, I mean, who advised, where do these things come from? I don't think Biden knows what he's signing. I mean, I'm convinced of that.
Well, I agree. But, I agree. Mm-hmm.
But to, I mean, 11,000 jobs went away this week in one day.
Well, that's just in the U.S. because another 10,000 went away in Canada, Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. He signed the executive order to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, and then a day later, he decides he's going to have a call with the Prime Minister of Canada. So in foreign relations, you know, he kept saying Trump was going it alone. Well, he just did with what Canada, didn't he?
Yeah, and in the meantime, let me tell you something. The Premier up there in Alberta would like to get a hold of him and have a little private conversation, if you get my drift.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a weekend edition. A lot of stuff going on in the world in which we live in. A lot of stuff. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.